Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Golden Shears is underway in Masterton, and since Thursday morning, the War Memorial Stadium has been buzzing to the sound of shears, wool handlers' brooms, and the cranking of wool presses. Not to miss out, I went along for a slice of the action.
Okay, fine. We're going to pick this one up to here. Timekeepers ready. Competitors, get set, go.
It's the opening morning of what's billed as the world's premier shearing and wool handling competition. The Golden Shears has been going since 1961. Doug Lang of Shearing Sports New Zealand tells me just how big this event is.
Basically, any shearer in the world, if they get half the chance to be here, they will. And a lot of the top shearers in the world would see just getting to the top 30 in the Open Championship here as their goal. I've spoken to a world champion who told me exactly that. One of his highlights of his career was getting into the top 30 at the Golden Shears.
It's been a bit of an upset this year as well. Roland Smith, the defending champion, is out due to injury.
Yes, I spoke briefly with Roland last night, so he only made the decision yesterday, so in brief. Yeah, a bit of a diagnosis on an injury he's got, and he's decided it's too much to risk aggravating the injuries. At the end of the day, I mean, he operates an agricultural contracting business and a bit of farming and shearing as well. So he's got, and the family, of course, up there in Hawke's Bay, and he wants to, at the end of the day, make sure he's in good nick next season when they'll be qualifying for the New Zealand team for the 2026 World Championships, which will be held here at the Golden Shears.
There's been a big increase in the number of competitors this year.
Oh, exactly. It's absolutely amazing. We started seeing it increase at local shows maybe a month or so ago. It really started increasing. So we saw 200 competitors, that's shearers and wool handlers, at places like Taihape, Danny Burke, Martin. Not exactly your biggest cities in the world. In some cases, more shearers and wool handlers in town than the actual population. And it's just continued on to here. See, the actual end result here is a bit over 25% up on last year. I've been doing this job now for Shearing Sports New Zealand for about 16 years, and I'm pretty sure we haven't seen these numbers here. It's about 500 individual competitors across the board. It was much bigger in the heyday when the sheep numbers were much higher, so that's the only thing that's really affected the numbers over the years, is how many sheep are actually being shorn. They currently say the sheep population is about 25-26 million, but that's the breeding ewes population mainly. Roughly 50 million sheep are shorn each year, so that's obviously ewes and stuff are shorn twice in a lot of parts of the country, plus the lambs and that sort of thing. Yes, there's plenty of work, and as a result we're seeing this amazing increase in competitors. This group that's come from Mongolia, second year I think of an experimental sort of training process for them. There's about 40 Australians here. That would be the most we've ever seen from Australia, probably since the year dot, when the Golden Shears had the sort of subtitle of Australasian Championships back in those days, 1961. Yeah, so it's just amazing. Also, the UK competitors, these are all people who are working here for the summer, one way or another.
Okay, we've got the green light down here with the wool handling, the WBS Junior Wool Handling Heats.
Already the stands are chocker with supporters, whole families and shearing gangs here to cheer on the competitors dressed in bright orange singlets. John Hodder's on the wool pressing stage. He calls himself the Minister of Wool Pressing. He knows all about the skill, one of the most demanding in the wool shed.
How long have you been doing this, John?
Oh, I've been doing this for 40 plus years, but I've been in the industry 60 odd years now. Oh, I'm just overseeing, making sure that judges are happy, wool's recycled, wool presses are up to scratch, you know, no loose nuts and bolts.
And what's the competition involved? What are people looking for?
They are judged on the setup, the filling of the press, the tramping, the overall health and safety, all the cranking down, the pinning, clipping of the bale, all to be tidy, the branding, which we do on a sheet of paper. And of course, you've got the bale weight. We have a bale weight now for this men's singles, which is 160 k's. As we saw, one boy got 159. He was just a kilo off 160. So that was good judgment and a time. It's no good being here all day. We do, unfortunately, we do have in our industry what I sometimes call back of the classroom. We don't pay enough attention to detail. So we're here today to demonstrate attention to detail. Tidy branding, good clipping, good overall wool pressing.
One of the toughest jobs in the wool shed, would you say?
It is. It is. You know, the shearer shears a lot of sheep, but if he's in a 6-stand gang and they're doing 1,400, 1,500 sheep full wool, yes, it's a demanding job. It's a very demanding job.
And what does a competitor need? Is it just muscle?
Well, I have to say, if you're 6'6" and you've got good leverage, that helps to crank the press down. There's something about physical hardship that gets you and I excited. It's a bit cruel to say that, but there's something about physical hardship. Poor man or woman pressing a handle down. Whew, sweat coming off that.
Oh yeah, two marks of the boys giving the heat.
My name's Tom Abala and I just entered in the single men's wool pressing competition for the golden chairs.
You look like you put your all into that.
I definitely have. I've been training hard, not particularly for this, but just generally working hard, and decided to enter my name in this for the first time, and got really unfortunate with what happened with the press.
What happened?
So as I finished cranking it down, the top lid popped up and I had to re-crank it down, which made it a lot harder. The wool popping out on each side. And
lost a bit of time as well.
A lot of time, and unfortunately couldn't clip it up and finish the bale.
What does it take to be a good wool presser?
Fitness, strength, because it's hard work. It's not just wool pressing. You have to do the back stuff and pin up for the sheep and for the shearer, so yeah.
An important job in the wool shed.
Very important.
And is this a full-time job for you?
For now, yes. I'm really enjoying it with my crew, and it's good fun. Get along with everyone, and so we'll see what happens long term.
Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you.
We've got the green light down here with the wool hang, the WBS.
The novice and junior wool handlers are up on stage now, cameras trained on them from all sides. The event's being live streamed around the world from a mini studio above the action.
Green room, and with me I have the chief referee, Ronnie King. Welcome, Ronnie.
Kei te mihi nui, welcome everybody. Ko Mavis Mullins are home. My name is Mavis, and with my colleague Digger Balm, we're hosting the live streaming for Golden Shears 2024. In the past, the live streaming has gone to, and I think it's something like about 20 odd countries throughout the world. We have quite a big online audience that increases as we get closer to the finals. So, you know, it's a pretty cool thing that now we actually cater to two audiences here at Masterton. And we've actually had a consistent online presence from Mongolia. Obviously, there's a lot of whānau over there, and apparently they all get together, have a garage party, or, you know, they hook in and join us. The UK, we have a lot of online viewers from there too. So, and these are actually people we all know. So it's kind of cool. We're talking to friends and family from throughout the world, all hooked up through shearing and wool handling.
Fleeces from the wool handling heats are rushed out the back to some large sorting tables. Judges in white coats cast a fine eye over them.
This? White.
Yes, white.
Joe Hopkirk's the chief referee for wool handling.
The wool handler's job is to put like wools with like wools. And out the back, we go through all the wools that come out, and anything that shouldn't be in a basket is going to be marked against them. So that's what comes out here, are the faults that the wool handlers have put the wrong wool in the wrong place. With the fleece, it's the same sort of thing. We go through the fleece, and the wool handlers should know, in a wool shed, they've got to build up the quality for the farmer by putting good wools together and taking for better words, the bad wools out. So the fleece, if there's anything in the fleece that shouldn't be in there when it comes out, again, it comes out here and gets marked. The scores then go upstairs and they get added to the timing and the board points. And then everything added together gives the mark that the board handlers are going to get.
Just beyond the fleece judging room are the sheepyards. Trucks arrive unloading heavily fleeced animals who wait their turn to head on stage. There'll be 4,000 shorn over the three-day competition. On the other side of the pen, the finished product, newly shorn, waiting for a lift out. Alan Grant's in charge.
I'm the sheep officer for Golden Shears. Most of the sheep come from local Wairarapa farms within, in general, about a half an hour from Masterton here. We do get some Merinos up from the South Island, and we do get some Corridales down from Taihape. These ones are long wools behind me. They are 12 months wool. Most of our sheep that we shear are Tutus, Romney Tutus, and they have only got 6 months wool on them. I think I've looked at about 15,000 sheep to pick out the 4,000 sheep we need to come into the shears here.
You know your sheep because you're also a shearer.
Yes, I am.
And you're competing as well.
Yes, I am. I'm going to have a go in the open. I've shorn at the shears here since ever I came to New Zealand 21 years ago. So.
Trish Stevens is president of the Golden Shears, and she's buzzing at the big number of competitors this year.
What does this competition mean for Masterton?
For Masterton, it's huge. Absolutely huge. No parks, no accommodation. We bring in a lot of visitors. Some people have never ever seen shearing before, so this is their opportunity. And Thursday nights, tonight, we have a free night, so anyone that wants to come along, have a look at the senior speed shear, the open speed shear. We have a teddy bear shear in between, where children up to 10 years of age can enter. We're only taking the first 12, so...
They share their own teddy bears, do
they?
They've
got a teddy bear that they share, yes. So we have some very, very keen littlies.
That must be quite hilarious to watch, is it?
It is, it is. It's actually very cute. We've got two two-year-olds so far entered. Yes, it is. It's a cute...
And, of course, you have the big World Championships coming up in a couple of years' time.
We certainly do in 2026. Be a lot of interest. So for those that intend to come, I would say start making your plans now because you may miss out.
Trish Stevens, president of the Golden Shears. You also heard from Doug Lang, John Hodder, Tama Bartlett, Mavis Mullins, Joe Hopkirk and Alan Grant. And the big showdown, the Open Shearing Final, takes place on Saturday evening. Good luck to all the competitors. There's a video of the first morning of the shears on our webpage.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.